A painting by famed artist William de Kooning, stolen over 3 decades ago, turned up in a New Mexico antique store. Here with the story of its recovery is Arizona Republic reporter Ann Ryman, who wrote about the painting that was taken from the University of Arizona Gallery. Ann, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So heist is the word that comes to mind for me initially. How did this happen all these years ago? And then how was it discovered? Was it something that was simply forgotten?
This was a very brazen crime. It happened the day after Thanksgiving in 1985, and two people, a man and a woman, walked into the University of Arizona's art museum, and they think the woman distracted the security guard. The man went upstairs, basically cut the painting right out of its frame, rolled it up, tucked it under his jacket, and within 10 minutes, they were both gone. There were very, very few clues. At the time, there weren't any, you know, security cameras, so there was no video footage. There was no license plate of the car that they were able to get, no fingerprints. So this has really been a mystery for 31 years.
I don't mean to make this direct comparison, but recently we heard that Alice Cooper had forgotten he had an Andy Warhol. Another family in Scottsdale, I think, discovered a Jackson Pollock up in their rooms. What's going on here? I guess I'm wondering, was there a 30 plus year search to get this back?
They have been looking for this. The University of Arizona turned it over to the FBI. So there have been, you know, it's been on the list of missing paintings ever since. And the police chief at the U of A, he was actually a young police officer at the time when it was stolen. He always felt in his mind that someday the painting would return. So there's obviously a great deal of joy and happiness on the campus right now that the painting has made its way back there.
How did that happen, and how did the painting get from this New Mexico antique store back to Tucson?
The New Mexico antique store, he bought the painting as part of an estate sale along with the contents of a home. And when he was looking at it, he had it in his shop briefly, and somebody came into the store and said, you know, is that a de Kooning? And he thought, what is that? And he started researching it online. He found an article that I had written in 2015 that talked about the 30th anniversary of the theft. And when he looked at the photos online, they matched what he had in his store. So he immediately called the U of A Art Museum, he called the FBI, and then he actually called me and left me a voice message.
And is there any point in time that the FBI stopped searching for the two people? You mentioned the man and the woman. Could they ever be caught at this point now that the painting has been rediscovered?
Well, we're not sure. There's a lot of mystery here. We're not sure if the people who took the painting are even still alive. There are some interesting clues, though. The painting had a very cheap gold frame on it, which leads you to believe that whoever took it or acquired it was not an art collector. And there's also some damage to the painting where it was stapled onto a new frame. And that is something also that a professional would not do. Also, University of Arizona said that the painting, they don't believe it was reframed after it was stolen, meaning that it probably may have not have changed hands.
And is there a sense of how valuable this painting is?
A similar painting a decade ago sold for $137 million. So this is a very, very valuable painting.
And wait a second. You said $137 million, not thousand.
Yes, million.
Yikes. That's a lot of money.
Yes.
Well, good. That's Ann Ryman with an update on the University of Arizona's own sort of version of the Thomas Crown affair. Ann, thanks very much for the time today.
Thank you.